Hallelujah. We have a little church here. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. I hope you come expecting something tonight. If it don't happen here, I hope it happens in the other service. But me and Trent was up here praying earlier, and I thank the opportunity to preach tonight to you guys. And I used to be a Church of God preacher, and the Lord called me out of the Church of God into holiness, where I was first brought into. I thank God to that. I've been preaching for about 7 years now, but I don't claim to be nothing more than what God made me. I'm just an old West Virginia boy that God called me into the ministry and preach His Word. So I'm here to do my best tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn them to Genesis 19. Hallelujah. I feel like God's going to help somebody tonight if you want Him to. Hallelujah. Genesis 19, starting at verse 16, if you will stand for the reading of God's Word. While he lingered, a man laid a hold upon his hand, and upon the hands of his wife, and upon the hands of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and they sent him without the city. And it came to pass that when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay in all this place. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot's wife said unto thee, Oh, not so, my Lord. Let's go up to verse 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Let's pray. Father, Lord, God, I ask you right now to anoint your servant afresh in a new anointing, God. Lord, to hide me behind the cross, Lord. Lord, anoint my lips of clay, God, that I could help someone here tonight. God, I would not say no more than you want me to say, Lord. God, I pray right now, Lord, let the conviction power of the Holy Ghost fall down on these youth tonight, God. Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, I come against every hindrance of Satan right now, Lord. And God, I'm asking you to move in this youth service tonight, God. Lord, stir hearts. Lord, work in lives, God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for all that you've done in this camp meeting. But God, we're going to thank you for what you're going to do tonight. And Lord, we never fail to give you the praise and give you the honor and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. If I were to title this message, I would title it, Touched by His Hand, But She Was Turned by Her Own Heart. Touched by His Hand, But Turned by Her Own Heart. I preached this once before, but God brought it back to me again. You know, God was being merciful unto Lot's wife and his family, for the sudden destruction was at hand. He was giving them an opportunity, young people, to go to a place of safetyness. God gave you opportunity tonight, one more time, to come to the house of the Lord. He gave you opportunity one more time tonight, to come to the chapel. He gave you one more opportunity tonight, to give it all to God. But Jesus told Lot's wife and his family he was being merciful. He said, Escape for the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And look not behind. But Lot's wife wasn't obedient. She looked back from behind. And the Bible says, as she became a pillar of salt. I feel like tonight that there's some young people in here. God's calling you to the ministry. God's calling you out of sin. But you're still looking back at things of this world. I'm here to tell you tonight that don't look back. But look unto Jesus, for He's your offer. He's your finishing of your faith. He's your soon coming King. I said He's my high tower. He's my lawyer. He's my doctor. He's my physician tonight, youth. I tell you right now, I said we want to preach holiness, but we still want to look back to worldly things. I said Lot's wife, she was distracted from something behind. And I feel like somebody here in this building tonight, you've been distracted by sin. I said you're being distracted, and you're looking it back behind you. I said, come on here. I said, if God tells you give it up, shake it off. I said, listen, if it ain't holiness, I don't want in it. I said, I was born in the fire, and the smoke won't do me. Come on, church. I said, Lot's wife, God gave her another opportunity, but she looked out behind. And God said, he told them, don't look back. But she looked back, and God became right there and turned her into a pillar of salt. Listen, young people, you may think that you ain't like the world. You may think being holiness may be a little boring. But I come to tell you tonight, hey, I said, listen, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Greater is he that's in me than is he that's in the world. Oh, lift your hand to give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, listen, God's giving you one more chance tonight. I said, brother, the preacher that's been preaching every night, he's been pulling for souls. And the Lord spoke to me right here at the altar last night. He said, there's somebody that still is holding on. I said, there's somebody that is still holding on to sin. I heard somebody preach about Facebook. It's time you that you get your face out of Facebook and get it in the book of life. Come on here. God's looking for a generation. He said, I'm looking for a generation. He's looking for young men and women that won't just sell out 50% and just won't sell out 25%, but you're going to sell out all the way. I said, God, here I am. Now use me, Lord. God being merciful tonight. Said he's being merciful one more time. He's giving you another opportunity, young person, to come to the house of the Lord. Hey, now, hey, I was raised up in holiness. And listen, I'm ashamed to tell you I backslid for a little bit, but I didn't linger too long. Why is that, Brother CJ? Because I knew that if I draw my last breath, where would I spend an eternity? But tonight, young person, you're looking at a 24-year-old boy, and if I draw my last breath, bless me to God, I'm going to a city where there's no more sickness, no more dying, no more sorrow. Come on, church, it's time that we have revival. But you look back. Something's distracted you tonight. Come on. Come on, preachers. We preach against Facebook. We preach against this. We preach against TVs. But you're quick to go home and put a DVD right in your computer. My God, I'm going to preach a little holiness. I said you're quick to go home. While mom and daddy's laying in bed scanning the internet and looking at page you ain't supposed to look at. I come to tell you it's not time to play with God. I said God turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt and he could do the same to you. But he's giving you one more chance to come to the feet of Jesus and ask for forgiveness of your sin. We got to live holiness. We got to be holiness. Well, our walk's got to be different. Our talk's got to be different. Hey, listen. Our dress has got to be different. Hey, come on here tonight. If you look like the world and you act like the world, you might as well be of the world. Hey, Jesus is looking for young people at this hour and says, Lord, it don't matter what I got to give up, but God, I want to serve you until I die. Whew. But you look back. Come on, you heard this all your life. Why do you still let Satan let you look back at that sin that he already delivered you from? I say, why do you still have in your heart that you want to go back around that same crowd that God took you out of? Come on here. I say, why? Come on, men. Why are you looking at worldly girls when God got holiness women sitting right in the house of the Lord? Same thing for you, ladies. Why are you looking in the world for a husband and a wife? You better find them in the house of the Lord. I said, you better find them in the house of the Lord. But God's being merciful one more time. I just feel in my spirit to tell somebody that God is not mocked. He is not a toy. You don't play games with God. Hey, Lot's wife, she played games. But God said, no more games. Hey, he said, no more praying. He said, I am the God of all gods. I am the King of all kings. I am the Lord of all lords. And he turned her in to that pillar of salt. When I die, I don't want nobody to be able to stand and say, he once lived holiness, but he fell a little bit. He gave in a little bit. Hey, come on. This camp meeting. It's time that we, as the church, bind together and live holiness. Quit bickering amongst each other. Youth, it's time that you listen to your pastor and quit sitting on the back pew and just listen to what you want to hear. But you don't want to listen all the way. Your preacher's already preached you the truth. He's trying to take you to the cross. He's trying to show you the path of righteousness. He's trying to show you the way of holiness. But you are just like Lot's wife. You're looking back behind you and you say, God, it's not your way, but it's going to be my way. But my friend, you're not lying to yourself, because it's God's way, not your way. I say God will do whatever he's got to do to you to get your attention. Why Lot's wife looked back? God had his hand upon her. He sent the angels to take them to a place of safetyness. But something turned her head and made her look back. Hey, listen, young person, you're straddling the fence line tonight. Hey, you're saying, do I want it? No, I don't. Do I want it? No, I don't. I just put my feet in a little bit and get them wet. Well, you know what God's looking for? He's looking for you to jump all the way in. He's looking for you, young person, to give your heart, your body, your soul, your mind, your life to Jesus Christ. God is looking for an army of young men and women. And will you join up the force tonight? Will you sign up on an army that cannot be beaten? Will you sign up on an army that you won't have to worry that the enemy may destroy? The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Come to tell somebody tonight, run and don't stop. Look and don't turn around. Keep the faith and continue the journey. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. As soon as you look back, listen, young person, sin, S-I-N, there is no measure on sin. Sin is sin. But I come to tell somebody tonight, and if you go to sin, hey, I said, if you go back to sin, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ my Lord. But you, if you're in this building tonight, and you know there's something dead inside of you that just ain't right between you and my Jesus. Friend, don't leave this building the same way you come. Friend, don't leave this building heavy-hearted. Friend, don't let Satan have any more authority over you. Sin will cost you farther than you want to go and more than you want to pay. Let's lift your hands tonight and praise the Lord. Luke chapter 17, verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. How will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? Listen, I preached the funeral of a young boy at one time. And I stood at his grave after he committed suicide over his girlfriend. That life was just so hard. He just took his own life. And I heard his mother yell, "Preacher, where's my son? Preacher, where's my son?" And the only thing I can do is make it sure that the Lord maybe gave him mercy one more time. God gave him mercy just to ask him into his heart. But you know what? I couldn't answer her. But you know what she told me? She said, "Preacher, tell me if my baby's in hell." And I looked at her and I said, "My God, Lord, I just need words." And right then the Holy Ghost spoke to me. And he said, "There's going to be a lot of people that pass away through this life, preacher. He said, but when you die, will you leave a question mark? Or will you leave an explanation mark? Will you leave a question mark for us to wonder where you're going to go? Hey, listen, I preached a meeting one time, a youth rally, and three young people mocked me and made fun of me the whole time I preached. But they got up and they slipped out the back of the church, and I told them, I said, watch your step. There's danger. I said, please come to this altar. I plead all that I had. And the young boy, he laughed, and they walked out the door, two boys and one girl. And once we left the meeting, I was in the preacher's car, and we didn't even go 3 miles down the road, and we seen flashing lights and all these things. And the cop, it was just a little town there in Beckley, West Virginia. The cop knew the preacher. He said, preacher, he said, three young people just died, just wrapped their tree, a car around a tree. He said, but when I went to the car, he said, I heard a voice, and it was mother, and watch your step. Hey, Lot's wife didn't watch her step. Somebody here tonight better hear this, preacher, and you better watch your step. I said, you better watch your step, because you're treading on ground that you don't want to tread on. I said, you're going to a place. If God's not his, give you one more chance, and you don't heed to the word of God. I said, you're going to a place. I said, where there's fire. I said, where you'll burn for eternity. Why don't you turn it around tonight and just give it all to Jesus and go to a home that's paid for you, where no more sickness, no more sorrow. We may think we got it bad on earth, but we're going to a heavenly place. In the name of Jesus, I want to see you there. Good to be here tonight.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ever think of looking back, you can always remember that one story of somebody that did. Amen. I want to keep going, don't you? I was thinking as Brother CJ was preaching, every morning when I get up, and I guess you do the same thing, and I put on my shoes, my feet always go in this way. I have yet to put on a pair of shoes where I put them in and my toes were at the back, and they were, you know, and the toes were pointing back. They're always pointing forward. Amen. We got to stay in that frame of mind. Always going forward. Amen. Never looking back. Young people, take it to heart. You don't know what the devil has for you out there. You don't know what kind of traps that he's going to try to set. Amen. We need to be aware, don't we? Amen. Amen. I appreciate that preaching. Brother Shane, come preach for us. Amen.